Burris has served three terms as Illinois Comptroller and one as Attorney General. This is his third campaign for governor. Burris lost Democratic primaries in 1994 and 98. Burris served in the cabinet of the last Illinois Democratic governor, Dan Walker. Burris says since Republicans gained the governor's office in 1978, the state has been plagued by periods of fiscal irresponsibility. Burris says Republicans are largely responsible for the state's share of education funding falling from a high of 48% in the 70s to 33% 5 years ago. Burris favors continuing an existing policy of committing 51% of new state revenue to education, but he admits that's a long-term solution.
It took us 20-some-odd years to get into this underfunding process by the state, depending on the local property taxes. It will take another 10 or 12 years to work it out unless the residents of Illinois will deal with some type of a revenue enhancement program to change it.
What Burris is talking about is some sort of tax increase, but he says he would only support it if there were a grassroots outcry to change the funding system. Burris says it might be possible to put more than 51% of new state revenue in the education fund if wasteful spending is curtailed. Burris says Illinois' current economic woes are the result of bad government and poor planning. He says failing to fully endow the state's rainy day fund was a mistake. Burris believes the fund should have a minimum of $1 billion. He says he would set aside $200 million a year, and he would put lawmakers' pet projects on hold.
We had spent $1.5 billion in the last 3 years on what we call legislative initiatives. Some of those projects and programs are meaningful programs, but when it comes to dealing with children or come to dealing with hospitals and health care, the bike paths and the swimming pools and the ballparks shouldn't take precedent over those projects. There's still about $120 million that has not been spent yet for the programs allocated in the '02 budget. We'd ask those legislators not to cancel those, but postpone them. Postpone them to '03 or '04.
Burris says he would borrow up to $300 million to make up shortfalls in Illinois' current budget. He'd pay back the loan with money from the federal tobacco settlement. And he says he would look for ways to stimulate the Illinois economy by looking for new foreign markets.
For instance, I plan as governor of the state to really reach out to the African countries where there are just an untold opportunity for all our vendors in Illinois to reach those markets.
Burris's campaign is primarily being funded by Joseph Stroud, president of the Jovan Broadcasting Corporation in Tinley Park. Stroud has given Burris $286,000 and loaned him another $800,000. That's allowed in Illinois, where there are virtually no restrictions on campaign contributions. Burris is not apologetic about Stroud's support.
They had a donor to give me $1 million. I accepted it. It's legitimate. It's disclosed. And that's what is being used in order for us to get our message out to reach individuals who would be persuaded by our position on the issues as their leader. I'm committed to being a public servant. But then you know what they say about Roland Burris? Well, he can't get elected office because he can't raise money.
The Illinois Campaign for Political Reform reports that many of Burris's career patrons have not contributed since he was Attorney General in 1994. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.